Speaking during an online news briefing Thursday, African health experts said the continent is battling two major outbreaks, Mpox and Marburg. Sabine Nsanzimana is Rwanda's Minister of Health.
As of today, we've confirmed 36 cases of Marburg, and unfortunately, we've lost 11 people. More than 8% of these cases are healthcare providers. The healthcare workers, most of the time, it's unfortunate, but it's a reality that they are the first to be affected by such diseases because they face sick people from different places, different backgrounds.
Rwanda last month confirmed its first cases of Marburg disease, a viral hemorrhagic fever that can be deadly. On Thursday, the health ministry confirmed it is working with the World Health Organization and pharmaceutical companies to begin clinical tests of new vaccines to fight Marburg. Meanwhile, cases of Mpox continue to rise across the African continent. Jean Kaseya is the Director General of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Africa CDC.
Unfortunately, we have a new country that declared Mpox this week. This is Ghana. That brings a total of 16 African member states affected. If we compare the same period, 2023 and 2024, there is an increase in terms of cases of 201%. It means the outbreak is still not controlled.
The Africa CDC is the public health agency of the African Union, and it supports countries in their efforts to strengthen health systems and improve surveillance and emergency response. The African region is experiencing an unprecedented increase in Mpox cases, with more countries previously unaffected by the disease reporting cases. But there are concerns about getting accurate case counts. The United States is among the major donors that have committed billions of dollars to support the global response to the Mpox outbreak. Again, Jean Kaseya.
In terms of funding, last week was a successful week. We managed to raise around $1.1 billion. Out of that, $500 came from the U.S., $129 came from pandemic fund.
In August, the World Health Organization declared a public health emergency of international concern because of the surge of Mpox cases. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.